Radio Wokey.
A little bit earlier than usual. Stephen Ireland. Morning, Stephen.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
We got you on, Reece, to talk about the York Road project. So we could put your York Road project hat on. And I know that...
Swamp hat.
Yeah, I know that there's a call to organise coffee and chat events to help the homeless community. So tell us a bit about that.
That's right, yeah. I mean, obviously, York Road project has been going for quite some time. And, of course, throughout the COVID pandemic, continue to operate, providing shelter, food, accommodation, etc., to those experiencing homelessness in Woking, Waverley and the surrounding areas. And of course, went really well and of course had to adapt services. Now, as we come out of COVID-19, funding is a little bit weak, but of course also we have to recognise that people's mental health is significantly impacted by the fact that we potentially were isolated from one another. And of course, the best way of getting over any form of isolation and any form of, you know, mental health challenge is to have that conversation. So we've created a fantastic fundraising campaign and an initiative to really encourage conversations in Woking and the surrounding areas.
Okay.
And hopefully, obviously, raise money for York Road Project at the same time.
Yeah, so it's not just about the fundraising. Obviously, you know, many charities, really sort of, you know, the fundraising dries up during the pandemic. But this is about raising money, but also raising awareness and starting conversations because, you know, I understand, you know, the people that use the services at York Road Project, some of them may have been through some very traumatic events, and it can be quite hard to take that first step, I suppose, at times, to open up and talk about things.
Most definitely. And of course, you know, homelessness can happen to anybody. And this is the thing that we have to recognise and continue to talk about, because there is still a stigma attached to homelessness. It could be somebody that potentially lost their job or somebody like a loved one or somebody during the pandemic. And, you know, there's lots of reasons why somebody may be impacted still emotionally through, you know, mental health. And of course, the best way of getting through things and the best way of breaking down those stigmas that are attached to mental health, to homelessness, is just talking about them. So the campaign really encourages people to get together over a tea, coffee, hot chocolate, or even a soft drink and talk about things that can relieve stresses and the anxieties, break down any barriers, and just help people feel more comfortable to open up. Because obviously,
and
talking,
I suppose,
to somebody... Go on, sorry.
I suppose, Stephen, as well, there's probably groups out there, like, I know as a man, I don't often talk very much about feelings, emotions and thoughts and stuff. So there'd be a chance for groups that maybe don't talk as much to just try and see what they can do and take the plunge, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, obviously, popping out to a coffee shop, you know, it takes 5 minutes out of your day. But actually, you know, you never know what that person, whilst you're having a coffee or whatever, might say to you, you know, and that one thing might actually end up being a lifesaver. It's just like saying to somebody, you know, if you're at a train station or you're a bus stop and you see somebody that looks a little bit down, say hello, because that hello might actually save somebody's life. And that is the harsh reality, you know, just by saying hello to somebody, because that person might be alone, they might be feeling isolated, they might feel like they don't fit in, or they might feel like they're not, you know, valid. And of course, by you saying hello, it just validates them. It makes them feel like somebody actually wants to talk.
And includes them as well. So it's so important, especially in the moment. I mean, you know, we've been through a very traumatic 2 years as a country, as a planet, you know, with the global pandemic. And I think, you know, being there for each other is so important now more than ever, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, talking with somebody and becoming a familiar can create that valuable bond, which in turn creates such an easier, more comfortable environment. So, of course, our outreach workers and those that are working with us are all trained to have those really engaging conversations with our clients to break down those barriers and, of course, get past those traumatic events, whatever they might be. Because, of course, what we want to do is we don't want to just put somebody back into a home. We want to make sure that we have helped that individual and got them ready to be at home, and actually make a house a home, so that they then don't end up going back into a cycle. Because there's nothing worse when, and you see it, there's lots of charities out there, there's lots of organisations that help somebody get a house. You know, you can get a house But actually, what's the point if you haven't had the training or the guidance to deal with the core problem? So it's really fantastic. And I mean, I'm so passionate and so happy to be able to work for an organisation that really focuses on the core reasons.
Yeah.
Focus on all of the reasons, not just the select three of you, and actually work really hard to have those engaging conversations to understand the needs of every client.
Absolutely. It's not just about the bricks and mortar and actually having a physical house. It's kind of the whole journey and making sort of preparing people for that and equipping them in life. So, you know, it's very important work that you do. And Stephen, what would you say, what was the impact of the pandemic? I mean, how has that impacted you at your road project?
Well, we had over 350 clients through the doors throughout the pandemic period, and it was a very, very busy time. We had adapted services in HG Wells and the Woking Hotel, and the staff team worked tirelessly to really provide, a leading service, I would say, an award-winning. I mean, obviously, they definitely deserve medals. I mean, I do a lot of work behind the scenes to try and raise money and raise awareness of the amazing charity. But of course, we cannot forget that there were people on the front line going out on freezing cold weathers to find, only recently with the storm Eunice, that was such a challenging time, knowing that a big storm's coming and then getting reports that there are people out on the streets sleeping rough. And of course, we had to make sure that they're safe. So our staff, just no matter what weather, no matter what day, they're out on the streets, they're actually having those engaging conversations, they're chasing up inquiries, and it's just about making sure that we get as many people in off the streets, and then we focus and tackle the core issues why they might be experiencing homelessness.
Yes, it's such a vital work that you guys do. And it's just, when you look around Woking and you see, the new buildings and everything going on in the town, and you think there's homelessness in this town, it's quite hard to kind of comprehend.
I can't ever get my head around that. I think about it all the time. And I was wondering, Stephen, if there are people out there that want to be a supporter, want to maybe have a coffee and a chat or do more for your road project, how do they go about doing that?
Good question. So obviously you can just head over to the website, yorkroadproject.org.uk. There are two buttons on there. If you want to create your own fundraising event and maybe hold a coffee morning or a coffee club or a community group, faith group, school or workplace, then you can do. That'd be great. Or alternatively, if you just want to make a donation and show your love and support, and of course, defeat homelessness together. And that's our tagline. It's about making sure that the community come together and understand that whilst there are these big shiny new buildings being put up, whilst there are lots of homes being built, are there affordable homes, and have the reasons why people are experiencing homelessness really been tackled? Because of course, if somebody doesn't feel comfortable moving into one of those properties, if they don't feel like they have the relevant skill sets to be able to go and get a job or money manage, for instance, then it's going to be very difficult for them to just be plonked into a house. And of course, it's all about making sure that somebody's ready. So anything you can do to help us, like I said, yorkroadproject.org.uk. And just bear in mind, when you're walking by somebody in the street and you know that they might be struggling, say hello and do report that to us. You can do that really simply through a website called streetlink.org.uk.
Okay.
You go on there, you input the details, and you could be anywhere. You could be in London, Manchester, Birmingham, Brighton, wherever you are. If you see somebody experiencing homelessness, just report it on Streetlink, because that then means the local charity will pick that up, get outreach workers out, and be able to really focus on getting them people in. And we do have to recognise, of course, there are, unfortunately, targeting many high streets, fake beggars, typically, and of course we can't say everybody is, because you just don't know. But we do know that there are individuals that are fake beggars and organised gangs. Typically these are individuals that are holding a misspelt sign asking for money. What we'd say is, never give money to somebody that's experiencing homelessness. Go to a local charity, go to a local organisation. Find out how you can get behind them and show love and support. And of course, we'll have lots of opportunities for people to do so.
Absolutely. I mean, that's so important as well, because, I know that when I'm walking around town, you see somebody, with their sign, begging for money, tugging at the heartstrings. You think, is this genuine? Is it sort of one of those organised gangs? You just don't know. So the advice there, just get in touch with an organisation like Your Road Project. And
that's it. I mean, yeah. I learned a valuable lesson when I was about 12 years of age, and I saw somebody outside a very well-known food chain. My father said, let's go in and get that individual some food. Well, we went in, got that individual some food, brought it out and gave it to the individual. Mm. The individual threw it back at my father.
Yeah.
Because what the person actually was trying to do is to obviously, you know, generate a revenue and a salary out of begging. So, of course, be mindful, get behind the local charities that are supporting. Here in Woking, Waverley and the surrounding areas, we support, you know, the York Road Project supports those experiencing homelessness. And there are a load of other charities, but just use Street Link to report anything that you see.
Okay.
And of course, we can get the support out to people and have those engaging conversations about having a conversation. So make sure you say hello to somebody. Say hello to a stranger today. Make somebody happy.
There you go. Absolutely. So important. So yorkroadproject.org.uk or the number 01483 728739. Stephen, thank you so much.
Radio Woking. Radio Woking.